It's 8:56 and 32 degrees. It's time to check on the commodity markets this Wednesday morning. We bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like mildly defensive price action early, but beans are making a little bit of a recovery effort. With the dollar up and the crude down, a touch of resistance seems to be in the air. The USDA did not apparently have any export sales announcements this morning, so we'll watch and wait for more news later on. Current price action, March corn currently down 0.75 cents at 373.5. May corn, 380.75, down a penny. And new crop December down 0.75 cents at 398.75. Good catch-up sell point at that particular price. March beans up 4.25, 10.49 1/4. And May beans, 10.60, up 4 cents as well. And new crop November up 3 cents at 10.26. Meals up a dollar at 340.5, and oils up 18 at 34.32. Wheat market currently steady. Was up just a touch a little bit ago. 449.5 in Chicago March. At steady on the day, as I said. July wheat 475.5, steady on the day as well. Kansas City wheat down 0.75 cents at 464.5 basis to March, and Minneapolis wheat steady at 568.25. Hogs look like they're going to be up about 70 cents, and cattle up about 30. Crude market holding reasonable gains, currently up about, down a nickel now as we speak. General takeaway here is that the funds continue to like commodities in general. They've been long beans for about a year, and they've moved to shorts to longs in the corn in the last month or so, and covering more wheat looks to be in order. If we can whittle away the big stocks to use to ratio, then we can probably continue to extend that. Finally, USDA is scheduled to release their long-term crop projections report on actually tomorrow, which will include unofficial acreage forecasts. They will likely revise their acreage projections slightly during their annual Ag Outlook meeting on the 23rd and the 24th. Presumably when the USDA chief economist Robert Johanson speaks on the 23rd. Keep in mind that these numbers are budgetary, not survey-based. In light of this, they typically don't change much. In our view, they would not project any significant potential surpluses or shortages in the future. The next reference point after this sacred report would be the USDA's first official survey-based forecast on March 31st in the prospective plannings report. That's about all I have. So thanks, Brian, and I hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much for that update. Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, joining us on this Wednesday morning here on WILL. It's 8:59. And 32 degrees as we check your forecast for today. Sunny and cooler with a high of 39 degrees. Northwest winds gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 24. Sunny for the day tomorrow and warmer, a high of 49 degrees. We'll be up to a high of 59 degrees with sunshine by Friday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.